Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dob, the announcer, barely even acknowledges your existence here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, good to be with you. Crudy, Nate, working hard on the board. Our fair audience, happy, happy Friday to us all.
You know, on Friday, we air the grievances. The audience, prepare to participate at 844-967-2789. But I got to tell you, Dom, maybe it's the rapid changing of the weather. It's given me something of a respiratory thing. I think the entire state's got it right now. But I'm a little bit of a, let's just say, a bitch right now. Got my mood. It's affected my mood. And as you pointed out before we came on the air, how would I tell the difference, Crudy? Implying that I'm not an otherwise lovable guy each and every day here on the radio with you.
I think sometimes, Crudy, your self-awareness, you know, it ebbs and flows. And perhaps today is one of those where you're on.
Well, I know I got a little bitch in me. Dom, let's start here. And we got some fine guests coming soon, so that's not a grievance. First and foremost, our friend Alan Robinson coming back with the 420 Facts, brought to us by our friends at Herbal Aspect. He'll join us very soon in studio here in Madison. And also Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's the new executive director, a new friend. We're getting to know him rapidly, Dom. And he will also be in studio here with me in the Solidarity Realty Studios, 92.7 WMDX. So that's all good.
Yes.
But the Chaos Caucus, Dom, they are supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member. And they're back in full crazy, man. I thought maybe the chaos was over. I thought maybe we had reached some sort of saneness just for a moment.
We have a new speaker, right? Finally coalesced around Mike Johnson. And now they're going to what? Work in unison and perform together. They're going to be the unity party.
Well, one of their first legislative propositions is supported by every Wisconsin Republican. That means you, Brian Stahl, you, Mike Gallagher, you, Glenn Grothman, you, Scotty Fitzgerald, you, Toxic Tom Tiffany, and you, profane Derek Van Orden, you, insurrectionist, you, but me, the Wisconsin House Republicans yesterday helped their party pass the standalone aid package for Israel with an accompanying funding cut to the Internal Revenue Service, a measure doomed in the Senate that sets up a battle over support for Ukraine. So let me see if
I got a great idea. Let's throw something against the wall we know is not going to stick and then we'll just roll with it and see what happens. All right, what do you think?
But what they're throwing against the wall, Dom, this aid package for Israel, and it's a very important time, one would think, to stand with our ally Israel. I'm not supportive of everything they're doing, but I think it's the time to stand with them. So, I think it's appropriate that we have an aid package. But B, the funding mechanism effectively is to undercut the Internal Revenue Service so Republican tax cheats like their Cheeto Messiah Donald Trump can continue to screw the rest of the American people by not paying what they owe in their taxes. In my understanding, this cut would cost the collected revenues of tax cheats, something like $27 billion a year. To cut this money costs the federal government $27 billion per year. So that's how they intend to fund it, by creating havoc over here. And also, Dom, we don't support Ukraine because Putin. Sorry, I can barely keep myself at the microphone.
together pretty.
Why? Because they support Putin? We can't stand with the Ukrainians? Like, these are dissimilar things. I mean, I don't often find myself agreeing with Mitch McConnell, but Mitch McConnell sees the value of passing an aid package for both Ukraine and Israel at the same time. Are they not both our allies?
The Senate's all on. The Senate, I believe, has already passed their portion of it. So, of course, they're going to start butting heads with the House Republicans now. And every single one of these Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, they're down for this, even though they know this isn't going to go anywhere.
Dominic, a little bit from the Journal Sentinel's reporting, the proposal supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member is dead on arrival. In the Democratic-held Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would not bring the package up for a vote, noting it does not include support for Ukraine, humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza, or assistance to Taiwan in the Indo-Pacific, and President Joe Biden threatened to veto it. Schumer called the clawback of IRS funding a poison pill. The crazy is back, Dom. Have they learned nothing? There's nothing. And the fact that every Wisconsin Republican would support this, I mean, this wasted effort, is indicative of the headline over here, Dana Milbank. I want to throw this one out right from the top as well, Dom. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. The People's House is back in business and crazier than ever, I'd say. A little bit from this piece, Dom. Again, supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member. So you thought the election of a new speaker might calm the chaos and the fratricide among the House Republicans? Oh, my sweet summer child.
Oh, that's so cute.
Heard that expression before. That's like, bless your heart.
Bless your heart, child.
This week, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dom's girl, three-toe, forced a vote in the House on censuring Rep. Rashida Tlaib. She's a Dem from Michigan on accusations of being anti-Semitic. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was the one, she was the one with the Jewish space lasers, Dom. And she's accusing Rashida Tlaib of being anti-Semitic. I guess it takes one to know one. As Dana Milbanks writes, it was funny enough that the Congresswoman's Jewish space lasers herself was accusing somebody else of being anti-Semitic, but her censure resolution was so over the top, it accused Tlaib of leading an insurrection that 23 Republicans joined all Democrats in tabling it. And after the vote, leading an insurrection. Her words, Dom.
Again, something that perhaps Marjorie Taylor Greene knows a little bit about.
Or maybe her buddy Trump does. After the vote, Rep. Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, said via Twitter that the censure resolution was deeply flawed and made legally and factually unverified claims, including the claim of leading an insurrection. Green shot back on social media. You voted to kick me out of the Freedom Caucus, but keep CNN wannabe Ken Buck and vaping, groping Lauren Boebert, and you voted with the Democrats to protect terrorist Tlaib. That was the quote on the social medias from Marjorie Taylor Greene. To unpack the Green crazy, Rep. Ken Buck has criticized fellow Republicans' plan to impeach President Biden, you know, without any evidence. Rep. Lauren Boebert was kicked out of a Denver performance of the musical Beetlejuice with her date after causing a disturbance that involved Don both vaping and groping. And asked about the accusation from Green, Roy told The Hill's Michael Chanel, tell her to go chase her so-called Jewish space lasers if she wants to spend time on that sort of thing. Green.
Well, she can't let that lie, though, Crudy. I'll jump in here. Green replied with a new post because this is what we do in Congress now. Oh, shut up, Colonel Sanders. You're not even from Texas, more like the DMV. Roy, who grew up in Northern Virginia, has a white goatee and not unlike the whiskers on the chin, the late founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, writes Dana Milbank from the Washington Post, the People's House is back in business. In the 9 days since Republicans pulled Mike Johnson from the backbenches, the new speaker has presided over a second failed attempt to expel Rep. George Santos, a Republican from New York, the introduction of not one, but two resolutions to censure Tlaib and a resolution to censure Jamal Bowman for pulling a fire alarm during the vote. Johnson managed to turn an area of near unanimous support into a partisan brouhaha by making funds to help Israel defend itself against Hamas contingent on a provision making it easier for the wealthy to cheat on their taxes. I mean, of course they did, because that's what Republicans do. With just 2 weeks to go until the federal government runs out of funding, Johnson is floating a cockamamie laddered approach that would replace the looming shutdown threat with 12 new shutdown threats.
What a deal!
This is the new leader's idea of a functioning House. Maybe having the House speakerless and inoperative for 22 days wasn't so bad after all. The feuding in the GOP resumed immediately after Johnson's elevation. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith publicly blasted Matt Gaetz for causing the crisis by filing a motion to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Gaetz responded by, some speculated, insinuating on social media that Smith is gay. Smith called me a liar, Gaetz wrote. It is a somewhat predictable projection because he lives a lie every day. Gaetz declined to elaborate. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer stepped up his efforts to impeach Joe Biden with the panel's announcement that Joe Biden received $40,000 in laundered China money. Bank records indicate it was actually a repayment of a loan Biden made to his brother when the current president was a private citizen. Comer's wild allegations keep crumbling upon scrutiny, which might explain why he said of his impeachment inquiry, quote, I don't know that I want to hold any more hearings, to be honest with you, unquote. He prefers closed-door depositions, which he can selectively leak to create false impressions. And Buck pointed to his colleague's allergy of facts when he announced this week that he was retiring from Congress. His quote, too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol, and asserting that the ensuing prosecutions are a weaponization of our justice system. Buck said in a video explaining why he was quitting. Of these self-serving lies, he continued, these insidious narratives breed widespread cynicism and erode America's confidence in the rule of law. It is impossible for the Republican Party to confront our problems and offer a course correction for the future while being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance or contrived injustices of the past. Contrived. Fuck, man. They're always so articulate and brave when they're walking out the door.
You know, there's more in that piece. I wish we had more time to lay it out for you.
It's crazy, though. I mean, it's crazy. It's a whole new level of crazy.
It makes me a little bitchy, I got to tell you, man. I mean, we air the grievances on Friday. Our next run of fine guests will be amongst them. We got Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect. We got our friend Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And, of course, we got you as well. Friday's for your grievances, your little bitches, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Thank God it's Friday.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the super cool Civic Media app. You can find it in your Apple stores, your Google stores, and follow the Devil's Advocates everywhere you go.
Damn, you've always got that short-term memory problem. I'll help you with that. Thanks, got a fine guest who's joined me here in the WMDX studios. He's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. And Alan, you bringing us some 420 facts today?
Oh, man, I've got the news for you all the time. Today is going to be a little bit more subdued because we're not happy about the Speaker of the House.
Speaker Johnson. The head of the crazy caucus.
Yeah, that's going to be correct. So the gentleman is vehemently opposed to cannabis reform in any way. We are talking about even moderate reforms. Well, the 2018 Farm Bill is what companies like mine operate under. Now, we need a continuing resolution in order to make that Farm Bill continue on after the 17th. Is it the 17th of November? I smoke a lot.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. It's coming up quick.
So let me understand this if I can. Let me see if I'm following the math here. The Farm Bill that legalized cannabis under federal law,
yes,
not all cannabis, but certain derived cannabis products, and you sell those things through Herbal Aspect. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
And under state and federal law, what you sell, the cannabis you sell, is legal.
Right.
Unless the federal government fails to extend what is currently contained in the agricultural bill from 2018.
That is right.
That would really upset the apple cart here in the state of Wisconsin, all across the nation, because there's lots of people that have followed you into this industry.
You know, when you say all across the nation, I've got some of the single most unlikely allies in Congress and in the advocacy space for this that you could imagine.
Name names.
Well, no, but I will say, I'll say Kentucky Republicans. Right? Those advocacy groups in the bluegrass state, you know, they've got great relationships with the obstructionist party in power in the House. And they've leveraged those relationships for the benefit of rural farmers and local shops like my own to build support for, you know, cannabis reform in Congress. And unfortunately, Speaker Johnson has really held up those efforts.
There have been our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. They are legal cannabis distributor here in the state of Wisconsin. But my understanding is there are banking regulations that still impact your industry tremendously. And they're not exactly moving towards resolution under this speaker or this Congress.
I don't necessarily have the same banking troubles as legal cannabis does. You know, and as a benefit of the 2018 Farm Bill, you know, I don't have the sort of regulation that legal cannabis has. We're not taxed the same way. We're, you know, things are much, much more hands-off at the federal level, and we really like that. But what we really do need is to have some of those protections that other businesses also benefit from.
You mean like if the FCC stopped operating on November 17th and suddenly none of us were licensed to be radio stations? that would affect my industry, let's say, in a similar fashion.
Yeah, it would suck for you. It would suck for me.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend who I perceive to be an expert on the topic of cannabis. He brings his 420 facts on Friday, sponsored by the Herbal Aspect, his fine shop. You got three fine shops in this town.
Yeah,
I was at the one yesterday.
So you were at our flagship location over there on University Avenue. But today I'm going to be going over to Gammon Road. That's where the Build Your Own Blunt Bar is located. It's a great place. We got seltzers. We got all the cannabinoids that you could potentially desire. Every one of them. Legal and illegal cannabis is misleading. It's all derived from the exact same plant. And what we have here just loopholes its way through to your doorstep.
Before I let Dom in, let me, well said, sir. Let me express something. While I've been partaking of the legal and mostly illegal cannabis trade since, let's say, 1983, 84 time frame, mostly you just smoke what the guy sold you.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm a grown-up now. Mm. I got a real job. I can afford to be a little more selective, but I need an education. And if I need an education, I think I speak for a lot that might be listening to my voice. A lot of people do because, you know, I know it's green. I know they used to sell it in the bag. They lick clothes. But above and beyond that, man, I don't know much about what's in there. And I'd like to change that. So how could I educate myself? How can I be educated as a consumer before I start dropping coin?
Yeah, man, I'd say you can come on by, log on to herbalaspect.com and get yourself a cannabis consultation. It's a $50 value. We're giving them to Devil Radio listeners for free.
Well, I like that price.
Yeah, you just got to use the code Devil Radio at checkout, schedule yourself a 20-minute consultation, and what we'll do is we'll discern what cannabinoids are going to be right for you. We're going to figure out a good dosage for you. We're going to figure out what way of consumption is going to be best for you to treat.
Yeah, some people want to go to sleep. That's not me. I got jobs to do. I got to work. So
some people have chest colds. They should maybe have an edible. Hey, Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects. Let me jump in here quickly, if I may. Not so long ago, the Biden administration moved to have HHS ask DEA to reschedule marijuana from a 1 to a 3, something along those lines.
Sure.
And of course, now the legal cannabis that you sell is not even on the schedule. So I just want to get your sense. Do you think that what we define as the federal government defines as illegal cannabis right now should even be scheduled?
No, it absolutely needs to be
de-scheduled. How would you rate Biden administration on this effort.
Yeah, poor. The fact of the matter is cannabis needs to be descheduled. Rescheduling cannabis at the federal level signals fresh congressional intent. And not to get into a whole bunch of legal mumble-jumble, but I just want to basically say that that means that the DEA and all the feds could come down and on any state that has legalized cannabis and throw their entire industry into complete upheaval with rescheduling. What you need to do is completely deschedule cannabis, and then you won't have that problem.
Dom, do you have more questions? Because otherwise I'd like to selfishly get back to my cannabis education and how I get that free consult down at the Herbal Aspect, because you went a little too quick for me. Slow down, man. I want to hear that again, because I got to take a note here.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the free consultation? Because I want to learn more. I don't want to be an uninformed consumer with a bag full of stems and seeds like I used to get in college.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, right, starting next week, you'll be able to log on herbalaspect.com and click a button that says cannabis consultations. That will lead you to a scheduling portal. You put in Devil Radio, and there you go.
It's free.
It's free. $50 value.
And?
Oh, give you 10% off your purchase, too, once you
do that. Well, I was going to say, I'm not getting educated not to buy something. Now you got to point me in the right direction. So, again, say that deal.
Man, I'll let you know. So, if you with your consultation, you know, with your first purchase, I'll go ahead and give you a 10% off discount for Devil Radio listeners.
I like that deal.
There it is.
Free consultation. A deal on my legal cannabis, FDA approved, state approved. This is the good stuff. And it's done right with a side of education by my friend Alan Robinson. Thank you for the 420 facts. Go see him at the Herbal Aspect or schedule your consultation, herbalaspect.com. Our friend Nick Ramos coming in from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign next.
Thanks, Alan.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, our favorite. Thank you to our friend Alan Robinson, a fine sponsor from Herbal Aspect. Love when he brings us 420 facts. And Dom, we've got our friend Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We welcome him back, the new executive director. Gonna get all real on campaign finance stuff. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Crute, hey, man. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, man. I hope you guys have been having fun today.
Let me first and foremost say shout out to Nick's grandma watching on the social medias right now in Ohio. Cleveland.
Aww, hey, grandma.
Cleveland, by the way, Cleveland rocks, grandma. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I hope she becomes an everyday listener. But Nick, she's got to be a proud grandma. You are the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And for the uninitiated, what do you guys do?
So the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is a nonprofit statewide organization dedicated to working to make sure that our government is open and transparent and is working for the good of all and not just the narrow few. And so we do a lot of big things. I think the three things that have really been in the forefront right now has been redistricting, fair maps work, tracking money in politics and trying to get money out of politics. And so pushing for reform with that. And then generally speaking, pro-democracy reform, you know, where you want the most equitable Wisconsin possible here.
Well, Nick, I saw in the wispolitics.com that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign had expended some of its resources advertising on the so-called civic media. And I'm sure the powers over there that be appreciate you doing so. What sort of messages does the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign put out? Obviously, it's not an election year. Your organization is not in the electioneering business. You're not telling us to vote for someone or vote against someone. So what was the message in case someone missed it?
Yeah, so thankful that we have such extraordinary people here at Civic Media that would even let me come in here and record a radio ad in the first place. But there's a really looming deadline that's coming up here. The Senate's getting ready to come back into session November 7th, and we wanted to get Wisconsinites from every corner of the state in the know as far as what's happening with this redistricting bill, because we are very fearful if the shenanigans continue the same way that they did in the assembly, that they're going to rush to vote on a bill that honestly is not up to snuff as far as experts and people in the pro-democracy space is concerned. And so we wanted people to get the opportunity to reach out to their state senator and to be able to actually have their voice heard on this and try and slow down this redistricting bill that they're trying to jam through and make law in the state.
Well, of course, the Iowa plan, as Robin Voss would describe it, it's more like the Speaker Robin Voss plan, because he would ultimately have say over what the maps would be. My understanding, the threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, the newly impaneled Supreme Court justice, well, it's been at least put on the back burner for now, and I don't know if it was your efforts or the efforts of the Dem Party or the broader voice of the electorate calling in their leaders and saying, don't do this. And of course, there's the lack of any rationale or reason to impeach Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. That seemed to be a secondary issue. But if you've noticed, Nick, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator, Megan Wolf, who has her own legal case before the Wisconsin courts, well, suddenly, under the pressure of his primary opponent, maybe some wackadoos from the Racine area like Harry Waite, now suddenly the speaker has advanced impeachment articles against Megan Wolf, despite earlier in the day saying, oh, you know, these threats, blew them off, and then bent to their will immediately in the same day. Same Speaker Voss. How concerning is that, that all it would take to push a impeachment action against Protasiewicz is a couple of ads in Speaker Voss's district saying, do it, Voss, or we'll impeach you.
Right. I mean,
or recall or whatever.
Right. No, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. And it's a big, desperate men make desperate plans. It's one of those things that you see literally an ad campaign go out targeting Speaker Voss saying, hey, if you don't do something about this, we're going to vote you out. And then he's now all of a sudden, even though he came out on record and saying it wasn't tied to that, he was planning on something else. But we can all see just what's going on right in front of our faces right now. Like, it's a situation where you're right. I think we saw a Supreme Court shift, and that's why we started to hear the rumblings as far as impeachment. We get to see a little bit of pressure here, and then all of a sudden folds like a house of cards and is throwing impeachment out there for Megan Wolf. And it's a really terrifying time, because at this moment, who's to say that he can't think about any other kind of scorched earth type tactics if he's starting to get a little bit of pressure? And so we want to keep our foot on the gas pedal and make sure that we are definitely present at any hearings. We're letting people know that we're going to be doing rallies. We're going to be trying to be everywhere to let them know that there's another side to this. And it's not just you get to choose what officials get to stay in office because you feel some type of political pressure. And that, I mean, that just doesn't sound fair to me whatsoever.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Nick Ramos. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, thanks for coming around. Last week, ProPublica released a piece kind of diving into Leonard Leo. This guy's been, his name's been bounced around a lot. Got a lot of money to spend on the political and judicial races specifically, Nick. And they kind of break down how he was involved, you know, during the Walker administration and how they went. Now, this was, frankly, pretty new news to me, Nick. And I know Wisconsin Democracy Campaign prides yourself in tracking the money. How do you track the money? How where do you get the information from? And how do people go and try to find it from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign?
That's a great question. And so every election cycle, we have a team internally that pulls that data. We pull contributions. And our specific search engine is exclusive to Wisconsin specifically. So we're looking at candidates and races that happen here, but we're looking at the money that gets spent on it, whether it's inside the state or outside the state. And then, so we've got, you know, a gentleman by the name of David, who his entire life, and I feel really bad because he's pulling all these numbers and he's doing all the coding, and like, he has to do this constantly. And he's just getting caught up right now, and I've been putting him to work. So David, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But for the general public, you could go on wisdc.org and pull our website up, and it's very user-friendly as far as you can go on there, type in a candidate's name, and because of the good work that we have done grabbing all of those donations and being able to have names and as much information as possible that we can get on these particular donors and showcase the fact of how much money is going in, how often are they donating, and then you get to also see some of the biggest donors. I mean, we've got organizations here that are doing insane amounts of spending on candidates to try and get their person to win. And in this particular situation, I mean, we've got out of state money, we've got dark money coming in and influencing races, and people need to be aware of what's happening.
Is that specifically, sorry to interrupt, Nick, but yeah, is that Nick Ramos, executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign? We're talking about this go impeach Megan Wolf campaign in Robin Voss's district. Do we know, was that funded outside the state of Wisconsin? Do we know who is funding? And even this group, it's WEC, which of course is the name of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the acronym thereof. I think that's purposeful. It very much is there to cloud. Mm-hmm. Do we have any sense of who's funding this?
I think we're going to have more for the general public here next week about this particular campaign. Because I was literally in a meeting and somebody sent me the photo. I'm like, okay, Mike.
I speculate Dick Uline's going to come up somewhere
else. I was in a closed door meeting and had, and then I was just getting blown up with this ad. And I had my research guy look, he's looking into it right now. So we're going to have a lot more to share with the public as far as who is funding this particular campaign.
He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, we've got some problematic sort of ads that are sort of on the horizon. We're just starting to see AI being incorporated, mm-hmm, and the generation of false audio, even potentially false video, although I've not seen that effectively done, but I've certainly heard some audio that sounds very convincing. Hell, they got a new Beatles record dropping with John Lennon's voice through AI. Well, that's one thing for commercial gain, but it's another thing if they don't tell us it's being incorporated. And there's actually a push right now in the state of Wisconsin to push back against the incorporation of AI, or at least make it transparent if it's being used in these ads, because someone could literally put words in your mouth. Is there support for this? Do you think this will move forward in any sort of a bipartisan fashion, Nick?
I definitely think, because we've seen other states and states that, you know, might be traditionally blue or traditionally red be able to bring AI bills across the finish line. And as far as like my thumb on the pulse with this particular legislature here in Wisconsin, I definitely think there's an appetite on both sides to be able to push an AI bill that would give our legislature the opportunity to be able to see when, if there's a organization or an individual that is trying to push for AI ads, that it needs to be labeled. It needs to be clearly out there that this is an artificial intelligence ad. And then there's ways that, like, I think the Wisconsin law, if it were to become law, that it's not overreaching in a way that in other states we've seen legislatures shoot it down because they think they're going too far. I think this one is more of just a framework to be able to get in front of it and be able to make sure that the public knows that what's in front of them isn't being generated by a human, and that, you know, and I think that's really important when we see all these deep fakes and we see things that, honestly, in the past, you know, I saw deep fakes and I was like, oh, this is clearly fake. And now we're getting to a point where there could be an ad of Ucroot, you know, literally calling people saying, you know, all types of things. And we might think it's real and it's not even you.
As long as it's sexy. I'm like Don Jr. He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, I know I'm turning back topically just for a moment. Mm-hmm. The impeachment articles being advanced, at least to committee, by Speaker Robin Voss against the Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, according to the reporting I've read, and I have not yet reviewed these articles of impeachment, 15, but according to the reporting I've read, each and every one of these 15 articles of impeachment contain false and misleading information. And this will be propagated widely through impeachment actions here in the state of Wisconsin. What they say will be reported by the press. Well, if we're talking about AI or transparency and who's giving the money, I think getting the truth out there is the most important thing. So what role do you think Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has in informing the public of the misgivings we might have about the false impeachment articles?
It's going to be a joint effort between the Democracy Campaign and the various organizations within the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition that we have here in the state, because it takes a village to be able to do that type of education and debunk what will end up being spread across this entire state.
There's plenty of bunk being spread.
Amen. And so I know that we and the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition have already had discussions about being able to put forth materials, both on social media, doing speaking engagements, trying to get into as many communities as possible to be able to share the actual truth that is with this particular situation. Because you're right, if you read through it, there's tons of misinformation and lies and things in there that, you know, at the surface, a lay person might look at this impeachment thing and be like, oh my God, this Megan Wolf's got to go. And it's like they're building a case out of a lot of blarney is what I would say. And so we're really keeping our eye on this, and we want to make sure that we have an education campaign tailored to it so that people are not confused about what's really going on right now.
And I think ultimately, if we got recast maps here in the state of Wisconsin, I know these Republicans are fighting desperately to retain their gerrymandered power, but if we got fair maps, we might actually get fair representation, and the issue of campaign finance might actually be back in play. Of course, it's buried. We live in the Wild West here of campaign finance laws. You can give unlimited totals to the party, and then the party can turn around and give it to any candidate at their designation. Millions of dollars directly given to the party, given to Tony Evers, let's say. I mean, Republicans should not want this to happen, but this is the environment we live in. Nick Ramos, if people want to get involved in your fine work and the work being done by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, how can they get involved?
You got access to the internet. I suggest you to go to WISDC.org. You can subscribe. You'll get all our e-alerts. You'll get access to all the good stuff that we're doing every single week.
Nick, final thought. Well, those shoes, where did you get those, man? Those are like cheese curds you're wearing on your feet, dude.
I got to tell you, man, people are going to roast me here. Kanye West is a very polarizing figure, and these shoes are Yeezys, and I'm going to burn them once they're dead. So that's it.
Yeezy cheesies. Thank you, Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Appreciate your time. Rest of you, come on back. Dial us up, 844.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Bind One, the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the fashionable-footed Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I swear to God, he like had strapped cheese curds with laces on his feet. They looked entirely comfortable, but very much like cheese curds. I took a picture. I'll share it on the Devil's Advocates radio Facebook page, because you all want to know about his Yeezys. I can tell. I'm wearing some New Balance.
The NBs.
Just a pair of walking sneaks. I'm feeling kind of...
You got some style, man. You got to take some lessons from Nick.
Yesterday, I was wearing like some Timberlands. That was... Or what day was it? I was a lumberjack the other day.
I wore flip-flops.
Put it all together.
Just for the record. Yeah. It was warm enough out, you know.
The shoe
run in, run out. Yeah.
That prepares you for nothing life could throw at you. Those Yeezys, though. I mean, you could get away at some cheesy Yeezys. You should look into those. Those look quite comfortable. Anyways, politics and shoes. That's what we do here.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
844-967-2789. Dom, before we turn the page here, the specter of AI, do you think this will be a thing? And I mean, this elective cycle, do you think we will see some breaking news? Trump said this, we've uncovered the tape of Trump, and it's not really Trump, it's AI.
Right.
Or Joe Biden, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think these things are already there, right? They're just not either widely, created and spread around, or when they do, certainly the first thing I would think of is, hey, BS meter. Does that seem logical? Does that seem real? Is that possible? So, obviously, everyone, given the world we live in these days, you got to have a, you know, a sense of curiosity to maybe look past what you think might be something that may not be that thing. And that's terrible, but it's more of the same. You always got to research and figure it out. Don't just believe the first thing you see or hear. So I don't know that it's again, it's like saying there's going to be, you know, oh, political violence. Yeah, well, again, you know what I mean? So, yeah, this is already kind of a thing.
Do you think there will be bipartisan support to actually try to restrain this sort of effort to mislead the electorate? Because as near as I can tell, man, that's one party's goal right now is to mislead the electorate. Their whole
right
theory is it was stolen from the last guy, so you got to put him back.
No, it's a purposeful lie, man. I mean, this is a plan. This is a conspiracy, as we have now seen, as evidenced by court cases and research and yada yada. Look around over the last 3 years. So, will there be effort? Yeah, I think it's a bipartisan effort. Sure, it could impact everybody, but I don't know how you're going to regulate. You know, someone going to put the resources into doing it and then throwing it on social media and it's spreading. You know, oh, they didn't put the little tag on the bottom of it. You know, contains, vulgar words. You know, PMRC. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to do that? How are you going to regulate that? Hey, I found it and shared it. Is that illegal for me to do? There's a lot of practical questions that I have, in this regard. So, I mean, it should definitely be approached and looked at, no question. But it's going to be difficult to regulate.
If AI is utilized in either the creation of the script or the actual voicing of an ad, should that be disclosed to the people? And that includes scripting. You know, I can see some of these young campaign staffers, writing speeches through the ChatGPT.
Well, I mean, we could do this right now. I mean,
they write their papers for college, most of them.
Hey, let's ask Chat, AI, what did Donald Trump say today in regards to, say, I don't know, New York court cases, and have that come up, and then use an AI voiceover to put that voice to those words. I would imagine we can probably get close to doing something like that right now, dude. So
I think Nancy Bryan came close a couple times of his own volition, just stringing the Trump clips together.
Now, well, the other side then. Now, if I do this as a voiceover talent, if I just happen to have one of those, skills,
like Rich Saturday Lives,
some of those folks do really good at impersonating other people's. Is that also a thing? I mean, if it's satire, of course you can get away with it. If you're claiming that these are words by a public official, well, can you put lies in their mouth? I mean, Trump's been putting lies into people's mouths all the time. So, there's a lot, man. It's really complex. It's really interesting. But I think in many ways we're obviously already right here, dude. I mean, we could literally do segments on what did AI create for Trump today?
In the last elective cycle, there was a Ron Johnson impersonator that occasionally appeared on these civic media airwaves, but very little or no effort to actually sound like Ron, just say really dumb things like Ron might say them.
Right.
I still found it quite hilarious on many occasions. 844-967-2789. I got the wrong screen up, so I can't get to him, Dom.
I'll get to him, man. Let's do callers. Be patient. Starting with you, Wisco Paul. Happy Friday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. First thing off, Crudy, is Wisconsin going to take down Indiana?
Hell yeah. We don't even need a running back to beat Indiana, man. They're like 2-9. We're going to beat Indiana.
Good. That's totally awesome.
I'm more concerned about like Nebraska and Minnesota later in the season, but I think the Badgers could end 9-3 and still have a really good bowl game and perhaps even strangely win the West of the Big Ten. It's not out of the question at this point, Paul.
I'm on board with that, Cody. That's cool. Hey, it's really a toss-up on grievances. You got Coward Voss, but I think I have to go with the Speaker of the House because it seems to me it's totally controlled by Trump, and that in itself is very, very scary.
That's not fair, Paul. They have bad ideas of their own volition.
Yeah, separate. Separate branch of government, Paul.
I can't argue that. But it's still kind of spooky because you could shut the government down, and that is funny, though. But so that's my grievance. The Speaker of the House, I think he's totally controlled by Trump. Yeah, and you're correct on that. They have enough of their own bad ideas. And I'll end with Go Badgers, and you boys have a great weekend.
You as well, Paul. Thanks for listening.
All right, Paul. You too, man. Appreciate it.
If you want to listen to my beloved Badgers, pregame starts tomorrow at 9, kickoff at 11. Going down to Bloomington, going to kick Indiana's ass. That's my prediction. Badgers playing out across the Civic Media Network, four different stations. WFHR 1320 AM in the north central part of the state. WRCE in Richland Center, news from the center, and Badgers. WRJN, our flagship in Racine, Kenosha. That's 1400 AM. You can listen on the radio tomorrow, Dom, 1400 AM. And up in the Northwoods, the Big Q 98.3 FM. Badgers, Badgers, Badgers. And you can stream them. Listen to the Civic Media Badgers. That's what I always do. Come back. Hour two. Your grievances. 844-967-2789.